Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Yes. I'm like, oh well, oh well. Session proof.
Oh, I got the real hustle. Yeah. I'm gonna flip the paper on recession proof.
Session proof, Bishop. Take risks, nigga. At all. Yeah. That's how I be feeling. I ain't gonna lie to you guys, man. I be feeling recession proof. How y'all feeling, man? What's up, Moses? What's up, Dave?
I'm good. What the fuck?
What up?
What the fuck?
Yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast, man. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Dave B.
And listen, man, we're the new voices of the Carolinas. So I'm just going to keep fucking saying that from here on out. The new voices of the Carolinas, man. We running shit. Nah, yeah. Fuck that, Dave. We running shit.
Speak for yourself.
We do this podcast and shit, bro.
You speak for the Carolinas.
Sound like an R&B group.
Why you don't speak for the Carolinas, Dave?
I don't, nigga.
We the new Fayetteville voices.
I didn't say Carolinas.
Fayetteville voices.
I'm saying Carolinas because what up to South Carolina, North Carolina? You already know what time it is.
You know what
I'm
saying?
What you mean? They listen to us in Columbia.
It listens everywhere.
What's up?
I'm known everywhere.
Somerton, what's up? You know what I mean? What's up? Yeah. Hey, we got a guest today. We got an OG with us today.
Got Juice in the house.
Gonna talk his shit with us today. What's up, Bishop?
Bishop!
Yo,
yeah, make sure you speak it to the mic, my brother.
What's good? What's good?
How you doing, man?
I'm great.
You here in the Carolinas?
Yes, I am.
A lot of mosquitoes. Yeah. A lot of humidity.
You fucked me up already.
How you like the air, though? The air is fresh, right?
It's cool. But I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Where you from, Bishop? What's up, man?
Originally, I was born in Miami, moved to South Carolina as a kid.
Okay.
13 years old, moved to New York, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, what's up?
So, that's about it.
That's about it?
Yeah.
What part of Brooklyn?
Crown Heights.
What brings you here to be chilling with us today at Dirty Water, though? What's up, man? Because you're a wild guy. You did some wild things. Back in the day.
You know what I'm saying?
This is an OG episode.
Let's go, Bishop.
Yo, the holiday brought me here. So I'm here. Yeah. And here hanging out with y'all.
Right.
Chopping it up.
Right.
Blowing. Yo, saw that shit.
Yeah.
Chopping it up.
Now, we understand you have done fed time before.
Yeah, of course. Hard.
What led you to doing fed time, my brother?
Like, a sucker. A sucker. That's how I got there. Fake friends. You know? A homie, I guess, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know? Dude, thing about it, I don't even understand why me. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy shit. It's not like we was getting money together. It's like more of my you know, a friend. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I helped him with rent, mortgage, or whatever, car yeah. notes. Mm-hmm. Jealous envy for nothing. Like, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Basically, sometimes you have to blame yourself. You feel me? So really, yeah. I blame myself because, like, my brother told me not to fuck with him. Like, mm-hmm. sometimes.
And you still did.
Yeah. Sometimes yeah, right. other people see. What you don't see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he really didn't mean me no good. Like, he could have got anybody, but he chose to get me.
Yeah.
Mm. You know? So basically, it's like, me, I was always being greedy. All reality is being greedy. That's what got me, being mm-hmm. greedy. Because mm. I didn't have to do what I did. Like, all reality is, I was always a coke dealer, a drug dealer, sell coke, crack.
Mm. Let's go.
That's it. That's mm-hmm. what I did. Yeah, but yeah. I stepped out my lane. But he knew I was, you know, he know what yeah. I did. Like, I'm a drug dealer. Like, yeah. I don't. But he came to me, you know, offering me, like, yo, son. Like, he's from Brooklyn, too. Like, mm-hmm. but come to me offering, like, yo, I got this Trini guy in New York. Like, yo, from Brooklyn. He be, you know, he's my man. He said, he told me that the dude was his man.
Yeah.
So,
oh, he co-signed some shit,
but
that's messy.
But his co-sign, he know what he was doing. It's not like, it's not really like a co-sign. How could I put it? Like, he really knew who the guy was. Mm-hmm. He was just telling me it was his man, so mm-hmm. I could follow suit. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, that's your man. All right, if you're my man.
Right.
And you telling me somebody else, yo, man, since you my
it's
man.
Too.
You
too.
Yeah, I believe it.
You going to take this loyalty.
Yeah, like, loyalty.
If my brother come and tell me somebody's man, that's my brother. I believe that. Yo, I'm a rock with him. Mm-hmm. So he like, yo, son be wanting them guns. Could you get guns? Of course I could get guns. At this time, I was in South Carolina selling coke, like Bing getting money.
Yep.
So it's easy to get guns in South Carolina. I'm a hustler. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, of course I could get guns. So I started getting guns. My brother telling me, yo, don't fuck with this dude. Like, I don't trust him. Mm-hmm. And right before this shit, like, maybe a month or two prior, one of my mans that I was really cool with was doing some underhand shit, too.
Mm.
He was selling guns. And he got knocked selling guns. Mm. So I'm like, yo, I'd never do that after he get knocked. But this dude, yo, this other dude, his name Tashin. Yeah, I'm putting it out there, rat ass nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You fucking rat.
Yeah.
You fucking Tekashi.
Exactly. Yeah. Yo, he worse. You
took
he
the
worse.
Bait.
But anyway, like, so Jeez, I started either. Getting guns. Like, so we drove up one weekend. Like I said, I'm in South Carolina. We drove up Brooklyn, New York. Well, this time me lit. Yo, I lived in Brooklyn. Never know.
How long is that ride?
10 hours?
10 hours.
Gotcha. 10 hours.
You know, 10 hours. That's. But I never knew it was a federal building in Sunset Park in Brooklyn. Mm. The whole time, the guy that we was meeting, yo, it was a federal agent. It wasn't, the guy wasn't an informant. Mm. He introduced me to the actual agent.
Mm. Wow.
So I'm selling guns to an agent, like a cop. So.
Hand to hand.
Yes. So the whole time. Yes,
Damn.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's crazy.
The whole time I'm coming up, we sitting outside
that's
like maybe a block from the federal building, but I'm not, I don't
you
know.
Didn't even know.
But I'm thinking, son, it's cool. Like, I get out, like, I come up, I meet him. Yo, you got the 750 BMW. Like one of us.
Good.
Yeah, I'm good. Like one of us. Dressed like us, carry yourself like us. Got the hot whip, talking like me and you, you know what I'm saying? So
you talking about like what's my man name? That was an In Too Deep on my apps on there when he mm-hmm. was shooting that nigga.
Jay Reed. Yeah. Jay Reed. You ain't no cop, Jay Reed.
Ain't no cop, Jay Reed.
Exactly. Yeah. But me being greedy, like mm-hmm. so
greed is the devil.
I give him the dude like I'm giving him every gun that you can imagine.
Okay.
Mm. Yo, AR, SK, AKs,
all the big shits.
But yo, I was getting paid so much for the firearms, I'm like, oh, shit. It's like the thirst. I'm greedy.
Yeah, because in New York, them guns going to go for a higher price.
I was getting like
South.
$15,000, $20,000 sometimes for the firearms.
Right.
So I'm like, this is too easy.
Right.
Like, all I had to do is come up. But me not thinking, I should have known, but like, why a nigga buying guns every week.
Right.
Like every week you want a new order. But the
never
money.
Done to you.
But the money, yeah.
But here we go. Me still being stupid, not paying attention, just getting the money.
How old was you around that time?
Yo, about 32. Yeah, about 32.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So this guy gave me one day this guy gave me $15,000. All $100 bills. Each $100
bill. That shit looked so pretty to you.
But each one had red monkeys stamped on it. But I didn't think nothing, you know, like mark money and shit.
Yeah.
So I leave this dude, like, I do my business, whatever, so I go back down south. But my man, well, he was my man, rat. Like, he, not only was this dude a rat, like, I don't even want to change the topic, but he just did me dirty, point, like, he just did me dirty.
Fucking scumbag.
For nothing, like,
yeah.
Yo,
scum. Fucking scumbag.
Not
scum.
Only this dude trying
fucking
to get
informant.
Me life in prison.
It's fucking informant.
Yo, we used to hang out, like, this is, yo, I'm being real, you want me to keep it real, I'm being real, like,
yeah.
Real life shit, like, everybody has some greasiness in it.
Look.
Yo, I used to do things like now I'm married, but before all of that, yo, I was a regular dude cheating or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, yo, I used to cheat with my girlfriend back then, like her first cousin. Like, but my man, he knew, but my girl, she knew that I was, you know, but she didn't really, I never got caught up.
Yeah.
So, yo, I used to go out and party with son, right? So I come home and shit, right? She's beefing. Like, yo, so you was with this chick that I...
He done told the age.
Yo, word. So I'm sitting
everything.
Here saying to myself,
what?
Like, yo,
what?
How do you
do
know
shit
this?
Like that? Why do niggas do shit like that?
Yo, but that's, I'm trying to figure out how
trick.
She know. Like,
right. Because your man snitched on
yo,
you.
Yo, the whole time.
Cheese eating motherfucker.
Son was telling on me.
He was trying to get it.
Yeah,
he got telling. It though.
Well, he got it. Yeah,
like,
that's
he
what I'm saying.
Got it. I ended up finding.
And he,
like,
and he
that
started
much
pillow
you
talking.
You gotta give him something.
Shit.
Yeah,
start pillow talking.
So he ended up smashing. But I used to try to figure out, like, when I come.
Pussy's not that important, man.
Yeah. No, hell no.
Pussy not to do my man's like that. Supposedly my man.
It was
not
even
mean,
the
nigga.
Pussy.
That's true.
This nigga did me dirty. It's like it was more than I don't know what I did to him. I thought I was just a good motherfucker.
You like, might have just been getting too much money in front
but
of
my
him.
My nigga, like, he was
niggas
looking,
be hating on the
he was. He was looking at you like an enemy, kept his enemy close.
Yeah, but I was helping him.
Yeah.
I'm helping you pay your bills, your car note, your mortgage.
But that's still, at the same time, that's still, like...
You playing that dirty game.
Check this shit out.
He yo, don't so, feel like a man when he getting help.
Yes, we used to be hanging out at strip clubs. Y'all get home, I see my man number on my caller ID. And I'm thinking, why the fuck would you be calling my crib if we hanging out? But I didn't think that, and think nothing of it. But son was reporting, like, I'm like, maybe the nigga go in the bathroom or somewhere, step off and call, tell him what I'm doing and shit. You feel me? That sucker shit. But I didn't find this out until it was too late. So all this time, dude had me fucking with the federal agent. So long story short, yo, I still was fucking with the federal agent, nigga. But I stopped dealing with him direct with the guns.
What was the most money you made when you was selling the guns to him at one time? One transaction. What was the most?
25,000? Yeah, 25.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you said the motherfucker wanted every
how
week.
Many pieces? Yeah, how many over, pieces?
Like 10?
About 10. Ooh.
15 joints. You know? Yeah. All kinds. Like, but still, I wasn't paying. Like,
It's light.
My man was
light.
Getting joints, ARs, and AKs. I might pay $200, $300.
Easily.
You feel me? So that's why the money was, like, I was blinded, like, nice. You know? So, like, but I got tight. I sensed something. So, but I used to drive up. But I used to have my other little man meet the nigga and drop it off for me. So, dude got mad. The ATF nigga got mad. Like, yo, Bishop. Like, yo, if we're going to do business... Yo, I need to deal with you direct.
First of all, who are you talking to like that?
Yo, you feel me?
Like, relax,
but I'm like, yo, why the fuck you need to deal with me direct?
Right.
If you're sending me my money and I'm sending you, giving you your guns, nigga, you want what you want, I want. We both
everything's done. Good. Yeah. Everything's good.
So, but the whole time this nigga got me on tape in his car. But how I found out that the sucker shit, yeah, I was in a club in South Carolina partying one night. Me and the rat nigga Tashin. So another dude that I know, we race motorcycles. So son walked up to me, called me over. He's like, yo, why you hanging out with that rat nigga Tashin?
Damn.
I'm laughing and I'm offended.
Right.
You
right.
call my man a rat. Like
that's nothing to play with.
Yo, mm-hmm. so I'm mad. Yeah. Like,
that's a different stance.
That's, you know what I'm saying? You look different being loyal. You're just being loyal.
Yeah. Okay.
So what calmed me down, when he was like, yeah, rat, I'm saying, why you call him a rat? He said, yo, Tashin sent my cousins up in New York with some guns. Son, when he said that, that blew me. Like,
You don't know
me and this nigga dealing guns.
Mm-hmm.
Me and this dude dealing guns.
Right.
He shouldn't know this. And for you to tell me that he set somebody else up about guns, now he hit me.
Bingy.
Yes, I'm like, fucked you up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. fucked you all the way up.
So what happened was, yo, I fell back.
You should have just disappeared, though.
Yo, not thinking.
Right.
Like, yo, when you're in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you're in the moment,
you know what I'm saying?
So I fell back. So I remember one night, y'all. I remember this night and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
The night before, like a few days before I got knocked, right? Yo, my brother came down to visit me. So in South Carolina, I had my house, but I had another spot where I trap at. So that's where everybody hang out, the trap. Like, mm-hmm. So I remember this night, y'all. I had like over half a brick of coke, like
Jesus.
9 ounces. Mm-hmm.
Crack. Oh my God.
Yo, like 3 firearms sitting on the kitchen table.
Oh my God.
Money making Mitch.
Yo.
Listen, son,
I remember this night.
Huh? Guns and drugs don't go together.
Yo, 924C. You done. Okay. Federal. Mandatory 10. Nothing less. Unless you him. Mm. A rat. You feel me? Drugs and guns mandatory. 924C. Yo. I remember this night, yo. I left my brother and them there and my man's and them. So, I left with a female. Yo, he know, like, I dealt with a lot of chicks, right?
Yeah.
So, dude called me. He called me. He like, yo, son, where you at? I'm like, yo, I'm not home. Like, yo, like, I'm not home.
Chill.
Mm-hmm. He know I'm not home. And I told my brother and them, like, they know I left. And, like, to tell this nigga if he come out, I'm not there. So, I called my brother. I'm like, yo, I'm not home. I told that nigga Tashim I wasn't home. An hour later... Why this nigga come out my crib looking for me, my trap? He know I'm not dead.
Unexpectedly.
Yeah.
He know I'm not dead, but...
He was coming to look around and shit.
Exactly. Yeah, the feds sent him to my spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, they follow him to make sure that he was telling the truth. They follow him to my spot. He took pictures. He took pictures of my work, my guns, went in the bathroom on the low. So my brother and I'm like, yo, son, didn't he tell you he wasn't home? Why are you coming by? Like... You already talked to him. He's like, yo, your brother's a wild boy. Long story short.
Yeah.
So the dude, the federal agent nigga called me that night. The same night. Like, fuck, he called me. Like, yo, this is what he said to me. So we even talked about cocaine one time, buying a kilo of coke from him.
Okay.
But
that's 36 ounces.
Yo, he didn't know. That's how bad my man tried to get me fucked up. The federal agent didn't know nothing about me selling coke. My man put him on.
He was on you on the gun shit.
Yes. So right. He really wanted to put the guns and the drugs together to blow me. Like, once you mix that together.
It's over.
Not only that, yo, I got 3 felonies.
Jesus
Christ. And I did New York State time, 7.5, 10 murder, all that. So.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
I got 3 felonies. I'm done. Like, I'm done. I get knocked. I'm done.
Sound like old boy is like a career rat. Like,
exactly.
Like,
yeah. Yo,
like he getting stripes.
He was perfect.
I'm going to get to that.
Yo.
It's crazy, yo, right? So, yo, I changed my number. I thought I would just change my number on a regular nigga.
Yeah.
It's too late to change my number. It's a federal agent. He
knew everything already.
Yes. Like, I fell back, yo. And I remember, like, the next week and shit. Yo, I'm standing in my trap yard, me and this chick and shit. I seen a helicopter. I'm like, oh, shit, this shit flying low. You know what I'm saying?
Just sound like Goodfellas.
Yo, it's flying low. I'm like, what the fuck is this helicopter doing? So at that time, my man pulled up. My other little man's pulled up. We're in a town called Summerton, a small town. He's like, yo, son, I just seen a whole bunch of New York and Connecticut out-of-town license plates, undercover cop cars. Me, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, what else? Like, man, is these niggas coming for me?
I told you, you supposed to disappear.
At that time, it was too late.
Yeah.
The helicopter was on me. They brought the helicopter because a few times, me being down there hustling, they try to raid our spot. And behind our spot is the woods. Every time they try to hit us, we both.
In the woods.
We always get away.
Yeah.
So they told them, yo, the next time y'all come, bring a helicopter.
Bring the birdies.
Because, yo, they going to run. And once we're in the woods, it's hard. Like,
oh, for sure. For sure.
Like, I done been out there 4 hours, and they're chasing me in the woods 4 hours.
Mm.
Told my sisters and them, oh, we're going to catch them before the night over. Nigga, the next morning, you know where I'm at? In New York, muddied. I'm beat them, made it through the woods, so they know I always get away.
On the bus.
Yes, I'm in New York. Yeah, you feel me? So, yo, son.
Shout out to the China bus, man.
Yo, they knocked me. Yo. China. So they knocked me, son. So me now, I'm like, okay. I'm in bookings and shit, or whatever in South Carolina. So they mad at me, white cops, straight redneck chefs. They mad because I'm cursing them out. Call them all type of dummies. Like, y'all dummies, I was down here all the time. Y'all country niggas, y'all couldn't catch me. Mad, pissed.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, right? I already know what it is, son. So I'm like, yo, so y'all got me, right? I'm like, yo, so where's my Cody? Mm. Not telling because I already know that he set me up. Mm. I'm just acting stupid. Yo, where's my Cody Ty?
Mm-hmm.
We do everything together. Where's my Cody? If y'all got me, where's with this dude? The whole time, son, when it was booking me, knocking me, handcuffing me,
yeah,
in my yard, my family and all was out there. Yo, how he rolled past while he was locking me up, slow, looking, see if they got me.
That's crazy.
Because my family saw him, like, yo, this dude Todd just rolled past while he was getting locked up.
That's crazy.
Yo, come to find out, yo, he was worse than a rat. He worked for him.
He was a career rat.
He worked for him.
Like, without a badge.
They was paying him.
Yeah, he was getting bread. Yeah.
Yes, they was paying him. Bread. I did not know you could actually... See, a lot of people...
But he had to be getting bread if you was getting bread.
Yes, it was... Yeah. He was getting,
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
He was getting real, like... Yeah. Yo, just say for instance...
He get paid for his bus.
Yeah. Yo, exactly.
That's crazy.
Say for instance, if y'all get caught with 5 bricks of coke, whatever half or whatever the money amount, that's what they give him. Like, he making racks, not knowing
it. Oh, yeah, he getting it.
Yeah.
Like, he was just running around setting niggas up. But I'm like, yo, why me?
He was just the next victim.
He was part of the job.
And that's how I found out all the other shit about, because my sister saw the nigga after this at a Burger King or some shit, right? She, like, seen the nigga. He tried to speak to her. Yo, he trying to speak to her.
In too deep, for real.
I'm trying to speak to my sister, so she looked
Jay
at me.
Jay Reed.
She had an ice cream cone or something, right?
Mm.
Cone. She like, yo, you told my brother and smashed the nigga with the ice cream and cough, nigga face. Nigga pulled off on him, said, yeah. He told her this, yo, this some real, I'm pissed. I'm sitting in the feds, but what could I do? Pulled off on her, laugh at him like, yeah, I set your brother up. And you know what? Tell him, yeah. And I was fucking this bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Cocky with it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, but yo, son,
fuck it.
Yeah.
I didn't care nothing about her. Mm-hmm. I mean, you ain't really.
Yeah.
I'm only mad because I'm in jail and you said
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
Nigga, I'll allow you to smash because I didn't give a fuck about it when I was.
Right,
you know?
I want nothing. You won't
like,
say
you
this
really,
to my
you
face.
You wasn't really doing nothing to me.
Yeah.
Back then, I smashed a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it comes back to you. You feel me? But that's how I got to that shit, you know.
So you, and then you said you had to do time for attempted murder.
What you? Hold on, before you say that. Before you say that, you never had that feeling though, like old boy was kind of funny.
Oh right, you didn't get that vibe.
Like a little tingling feeling.
But I didn't follow it. Like I tell you, my brother told me
the money was blinding.
The money.
The money was blinding. The money was good.
With that being said,
the greed.
Do you like move? You hold on. Yeah. With that being said, do you move different the way you look at people?
Of course. Now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. I don't got no friends. Y'all see it. Like,
yeah.
I don't fuck with nobody. You see me, if I come down,
right. Yeah.
It's me and my wife now. Ain't no, yeah. I don't hang out with dudes.
Shout out to her.
Yeah.
Because it's always, too. I guess, that state of mind, like, I can't really trust anything. You know what I'm saying?
It's
just
hard.
Because
if it ain't really, really family now, like, it's, you can't.
And they got a show.
Exactly.
How you feel about
me? You
know
what I mean? Like, show the loyalty before you even step
and
in.
If I was out there doing that again, dude, have to show me his paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to show me something now. Mm-hmm. Like, me, you're not just getting no illegal, especially crack, coke, dope money. Yeah. Weed money, I don't care. Yo. All right, we get some money, weed money. What the fuck, you'll give me a fine, a ticket, you know? Like that other shit, you just can't go, like, can't trust it.
But see, why, like, I don't care about what nigga did. I like the repercussion of what he do afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
It don't make you right if you still doing the same shit
after the
and
fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's not just you. Everybody been fucked up in situations.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
That's how life goes. It's not going to be sweet all the
and
time.
And motherfuckers be tearing down families, you know what I'm saying? When they do that shit.
Yeah, but I just like real niggas how they say it, like, what the fuck going on? Like, look, this is how I'm moving.
But you got some people that don't learn.
Like, yeah. You can feel that vibe from a fuck nigga. And sometimes everybody does know it. And you be like, what the fuck, bro?
You know what?
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what makes you pissed off because you ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the fact. You know what I'm saying? He fucked it over. You fucking mad because, you know what I'm saying? You had that thing to fit and you just, it's just loyalty.
Yeah.
That's what pissed you off.
That's what it's the loyalty.
Loyalty. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm
like,
a loyal nigga.
Why was I so loyal to this motherfucker? And
yo.
I ain't get that in return.
That's how you got that good heart. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you know I'm supposed to be in prison right now?
Yeah.
Well, God bless you that
you're
not.
Yo, 30 years. Yo, 30 years. Listen, I show you my paperwork. Like, I'm a real dude. Like, yo, I wish the next time I come, I'm going to bring you all my paperwork.
You don't have to, though. You don't have to. We good. You don't have to.
Just to see how grimy dudes. But he wasn't the only one. It was one of my other mans that was my code. He told.
Yeah.
Mm.
Told him something. We ain't even in here for that.
Right.
Mm. Why are you telling? Like, yo, so you can
why
go
are you even
home?
Giving that up?
Yo, when I went to see my, when I first got knocked, I sat with my lawyer. Yo, you want to know?
How much were your lawyer fees?
Yeah.
I didn't pay him. You know why I didn't pay him? It served no purpose.
Yeah.
When you're in the feds, a lawyer can't help you.
They got you.
You probably could pay to get, you got mandatory minimums. Like categories. If, like I said, with a 924C, if the feds charge you right now with a 924C, you cannot get under 10 years. No matter what. I don't care what you pay a lawyer. It's your mandatory minimum. Mm. Your lawyer can't go under that. Only way you're going under that if you're a rap. You have to testify, work for the government.
Mm.
Only thing, see, just say for instance, your mandatory minimum is 10 years, right?
Yeah.
But the high end might be life. 10 to life. So basically, you paying your lawyer to try to keep you close to the 10
to
years.
To the 10 years. There you go.
Like, you might get 30 years. Okay. So then you'd be like, yo, I don't want 30. I'm going to pay my lawyer. But I'm like, yo, for what? Like, it's nothing he really could do for me. Like, but get me.
So you saying you rather go ahead and take the 30 versus the 10 to pay the lawyer?
Yo, listen.
I'm not trying to do 30. I'm not paying a lawyer to do the 10.
But even if you,
know what I'm saying,
but even if you paying your lawyer, it's not written in stone. Yeah, like it's
oh,
not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's not like a state lawyer, like North Carolina. You get knocked. It's a state bid.
Right.
Like a lot of these states go for money.
Nah, it's federal. It's federal.
They don't care. They deal with corporations. They got money.
Yeah.
What can I pay him that they don't like? Yeah. You know. So, but a white person put me onto that. In Atlanta, he got knocked, him and his wife, to drive ambulance, but he got caught selling crystal meth.
Oh, man.
And he was like, yo, he put me on from the first day I got there. He said, yo, don't waste your money. He said, nothing a lawyer could do.
Mm.
They paid their lawyer, both him and his wife, and still got 20 years. And they never was in trouble. So, you know, so I'm like, I went with that. So my PSI, my shit came back. You know, anybody that y'all ever meet, been in the feds, they'll tell you, my shit was a category 7, the highest you could go. So they had me on some shit with the life. Like, I done killed 30 people. Yo, category 7, level 42.
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest you could go. It go from 1 to 7.
Might be the name of the episode, right?
You know what I'm saying? 1 to 7. 7 is the highest. If you're in category 1, okay, 18 months, some shit like that.
Mm.
When you're in category 7, 30 years start. Like, you start at 30 if you're on that shit.
Mm.
So my shit came back when I first got my PSI. My time came back 360 to life. Yo, the funny shit about it, yo, when I got my PSI, I was in my cell.
Mm-hmm.
At a cellie in Brooklyn. I'm in MDC Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my cellie, I'm like, yo, let me read my PSI. Step out for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I threw the joint up. Yo, I sat on the toilet. So good thing I was on the toilet when I read this shit. Shit came back 360 to life. Yo, 360 was, yo, they was telling me 360 was my, that was my minimum. That's like what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. So that's 30 years. I'm like, what the fuck, 30 years? Like, for what? For some, selling this nigga firearms? But niggas don't understand the feds charge you for every felony that you got up until, they recharge you for your old felonies and book you as a career offender. Mm-hmm. So I'm a career offender, armed career criminal in the feds. Mm. So I can't, my shit gonna start at least like level 4, level 5, but with all the other shit, and they charged me with a kill coke. I never got to that story.
Oh my God.
The feds just talk, it's word of mouth. Like, they don't physically, like, yo, I could call you. Yo, son, I could be like this with you. I sold you a brick of coke, right? I could call you, your son. Remember that brick of coke I sold you? Was it good? And you'd be like, yeah, that's it. Conspiracy, you booked. Mm. You charged with a kilo of cocaine just by agreeing saying it was good.
Right.
And a lot of people out here just running around stupid don't know. Niggas act like they know. They don't know.
They don't know.
Yeah. They don't need physical. They don't need that brick. They don't need the kilo coke.
They
need the conversation. You already said I sold it to you and
so
it was
shut
good.
The fuck up out there. Yeah.
Agreed.
Like, God, you already admit this
shit.
Shut
the fuck up out there.
Yo, it's over. You had that. You sold it. It was good. Mm. Word. You brought them 28 back to 56. It was good.
Right.
So, yo, but me and the cell praying, yo. I'm praying. So my lawyer, I told my lawyer, yo, you think I could get like 22 years?
Oh shit.
So I'm in the bullpen praying, like, yo, please give me 22. I'm praying for 22 like it wasn't nothing, but 22 is a lot.
Hell
but
yeah.
22 compared to 30, nigga, give me 22.
Right.
That's
right.
Your difference. Like, yeah. So I'm praying in the bullpen. But at the time I wrote my, like, when I got sentenced, my mom's and them passed in March. I think I got sentenced in like September. So my mother and my sister passed, died back to back while I'm sitting there. I wrote the law, judge a letter. So I'm like, you know, thousands of people write judge's letter. They don't read that shit. They got too many to read it. Throw that shit out. So
some of them probably read them, though.
Yeah.
But not all of them.
No. If you get lucky, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So they call me in. I go see the judge. So she asked me if I have anything to say. So I'm talking. But a nigga choked up. Nigga don't want 30 years. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So I said to the judge, I'm like, yo. Yeah, like real shit.
Real
like,
shit, yeah.
Like, I don't want no 30 years.
Like, not at all.
I'm like, yo, I'm talking. And I said, excuse me, Your Honor. I'm like, yo, I'm choked up. This is my life. That's what I said to her. So what blew me when she said to me, a Jewish judge, white lady in Brooklyn, she looked at me. She said, yo, take your time, young man. Just like that. I'm like, oh, shit to myself. Like, they be, yo, they got so many cases, nigga. They don't want to hear that in and out.
Right. Because
they got so many people that they're dealing with, so they don't really want to hear that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yo, after I finished my talk to her, my shit, she looked at me. Yo, this was really, like, I don't know, like I had an angel or some type of, I don't know, so like a spirit in there with me. Like, she looked at me. She said, yo, the letter you wrote me is very sincere. I'm looking, my lawyer look. I'm like, oh shit, she read that shit.
She read it and yo, saw you. Word, you started choking me up. She was
yes,
like,
and no, it was genuine. Because right, I told her in there, I said, yo, 30 years. I'm like, yo, like, yo, why I gotta do 30 years? I said, yo, I think I went through enough. I said, yeah, my mother died, my sister died. Like, damn, what else y'all trying to do? Mm-hmm. You feel me?
That's
you know
fucked
what I'm saying?
Up,
yeah.
That's fucked up.
So I'm like, yo, on top of that, 30. You know, like, she didn't have to understand this shit, but she looked at the lawyer, the U.S. attorney, bitch. Fucking cracker trying to send me away. She said to the lady, she said, yo, did Mr. Ellis ever purchase a kilo of cocaine? Mm-hmm. No, but he tried to. He wanted to. Like, she tried to send me.
They ain't got nothing to do with anything.
Yo, when I tell you, yo, it was a spirit, it was an angel. Yo, son. The judge looked down at her paperwork. Mm-hmm. She looked back at, look up at me. She said, Mr. Ellis, this is what I'm going to do for you. She said, I'm going to vacate that kilo of coke. I'm going to throw it out. Yo, Nobody in the court could believe this. Mm. She said, yo, I'm going to sentence you to 8 years. Yo, son. Yo, I tried.
Yeah. You had to.
Yeah.
I tried. Yo, tears came. Yo, my lawyer, the U.S. Marshals that was in there, yo, they all walked up and hugged me. Like, nobody could believe that. Yo, no telling, no rat. I'm thorough. No telling. Nigga, I didn't want the 30, but I was going to take it and lay down.
Yeah.
My mom's no dead. Question. Like, what else?
Loyal. Yeah.
My mom's gone.
Right.
Yeah. Yo, what I'm rushing home for? Like, all right, if I got to do this, I'm good.
Yeah.
What I'm going home to? Like, I mean, I understand I got other family, but yo, I don't care no more. Like, if you give me that, nigga, I know how to go lay down, but you got to feed me every day, so I'm good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, but like I said, I want y'all to see my paperwork. No, tell them official nigga.
No, do not bring your paperwork.
Yeah, I'll give a nigga my docket number. Whoever on here can see my docket. Look it up yourself. Yo,
God bless that judge. God bless that judge.
That's a fact.
I took them a little 8.
And was happy.
Which 8 is not even a small amount.
When you facing 30, 8 is...
like 8 months.
Months,
nigga, as they say, 8 years, nigga, give me my mattress. I'm throw this in the corner, stand up and sleep this away.
Right.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
You gonna talk about that attempted murder though?
Attempted murder, I was wild. Attempted murder, I was wild, loose cannon in New York. Wow.
What happened?
Yo, all reality, son, like no regrets. I'm not sorry. And,
and that's the best way to be right there. Real, that's what I like.
And I'm keeping it real right now.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What he do to make you feel that way, though?
No, it's just a sucker that I hate that thought he was tough. Like, or it's not what he did to me. Wow, on the block. Like I told you in New York, me and my cousins, yo, on this block called Kensico, and it's in White Plains, New York. Hustling and
wait,
shit.
Wait, hold up.
Stop giving all these addresses.
914, stand up.
They can have it. I'm not there no more. They can have it. They can have the address. That was 1992, 93.
Yeah, we lit. All right, do your thing. My bad.
Oh, no, you already. You
give
already
us
know
some dirty shit.
Give us some dirty shit.
Yeah, 92, 93, me. Yo, they was on the block before me. I wasn't hustling, young, but my cousin was hustling. So I used to get into it. My cousin used to be on the block with these things. I was wild. I was too busy doing other shit than sell crack coke, even though that was the money, but I was too busy carrying my guns. 2 guns every day. 9 Beretta. Won't leave home without it. So I was little. 5'5", 150.
Listen.
Keep it on you.
Keep it on me.
Listen.
Listen. No exaggeration. Call New York right now. Ask him about Bishop.
We're not going to do it, but listen.
Back then, wow. Real nigga. Like, so... Hustle on the block. They was out there before me. That's where they from.
Potato on the gun.
Yo.
Potato on the gun.
What?
I told him.
Oh, you a fuck.
I told him.
You're a shooter.
When I come out here and start hustling, getting money, I said, yo, y'all got to go.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all off the block.
What are you doing?
They didn't listen.
Oh,
I
man.
I started with 7 grams back in the days. Came out on the block. Yo. Nigga, if y'all ain't selling what I'm selling, I don't care if my shit is trash. We all gonna get the same money.
Yo, I don't care if my shit is trash.
If y'all stopping my money, we all gonna sell trash and get money. If you ain't selling trash, yo, because I'm coming up. I only got 7 grams. I can't get the good shit. These niggas been hustling. They got the good shit. They're killing me.
You know, got better trash.
Yeah, than y'all gonna niggas. Yo.
That.
A lot of food y'all gonna let me eat.
The better trash.
You have to see that Dominican crack back in the days. All greasy. Touch it, it crumbles up. You put the shit in the little...
I'm too young. Bishop. I'm too young,
but
Bishop.
But if you put in the little crack valves, that shit's like oil. So niggas don't want this shit. These niggas got real bass. You know, so they'll drop this shit. They're killing me. So I'm like, y'all told this nigga, like, yo, stop it. I warned them a few times. Like,
you warned them.
Yeah.
Even though it's their block.
Yeah.
Actually, he was from Greenberg. Mm. But it still was his block. I'm not even calling a sucker name.
Hold on. Shout out to Greenberg.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Now.
Hey, I hear you, Dave.
Now
I hear
they're you, official. Dave.
Shout out to Greenberg.
But even though Son, like, I'm gonna keep it real, even back then, Son was official.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't a punk. Like, I'm one of these dudes, keep it real. Just because I don't like you, I'm not gonna call you a punk. If a person come to me and I don't like you and you tough, I'm gonna be like, yeah, I don't like that nigga. Mm-hmm. But he busts his gun, so you better watch out. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
some awareness.
I'm gonna let you know what you're doing. Yeah,
some type of awareness.
Yes, I'm gonna put you on. So, but I told him, like, yo, get off the block. Like, one night, yo, me, my brother, cousin, I'm mad. It's raining. Yo, I ain't make no money.
Mm-hmm.
The whole
it never
day,
feels good when you ain't made no money. No,
the whole day, whole night, I probably made like $200.
That's no money to you?
$200?
not in the 90s.
I'm just asking. Ooh. That's no money. I'm cool
not
with
it. In the 90s
cool.
With the
I'm
hard.
Cool with a quick 200. I'm cool with a quick 200.
Now I want 4. They
go home and go to sleep.
Yo, that money was out back 200. 200, nigga. What?
On so, Lake Street?
Yo, it was a fiend. Yo, a fiend right. Came to me.
Right.
Knocked on our door. Yo, sir, we had, yo, listen, back then we was wild. Mm-hmm. We lived in a studio. Me and 3 other dudes.
Yeah.
My brother and them grinding.
Trying to get it.
Yo, dude knock on the door. Like, yo, that dude out there, I'm not calling his name, but mm-hmm. That dude out there, yo, he getting money. So I'm saying to myself,
yo, the fiends is money.
He getting money. Yo. They clocking.
So I'm thinking, like, damn, the day just slow. The block ain't no money on the block.
Mm-hmm.
It's money on the block that day.
Not on your side, though.
He was getting it.
Clocking.
The nigga was all day long. I didn't know the nigga was on the block. He was stashed in a fiend crib. Mm-hmm. Everybody was going there copping from him. I'm mad. Yep. I'm pissed. I'm pissed. I grabbed my joints. I went out there. So me, my brother, and all. First, I went out there. Me and my cousin. So me and the nigga in an argument. Nigga Diesel. Nigga probably about 6'3". 6'2". He just came home from prison too. Mm. So, but he was one of them big brolic, yo. Mm. Diesel, like muscles popping out of his head and all.
So you felt like you had a show?
Jack Mack.
I mean, I tried him. We fought.
Oh, Rambo. It was a loser,
like.
Rambo 2,
now,
nigga.
What I'm going to do?
Right.
I feel you. Nah, you got square.
My heart is his size.
Right.
But
right,
you know what I'm saying? Right, you feel right. Me? So now I'm mad. I've been tossed around a little bit. You mm-hmm. Know what I'm saying? So I come back in the crib. The cops and all came, because my brother and them came out. The cops came. So the cops snatched me up, tried to throw me in there. But somehow my brothers and them got me away. So everybody left. We went back in the crib and all that, right? 30 minutes later, this nigga came back.
Mm.
But he came in with like 4 dudes now. So I'm like, okay. So the same fiend nigga came and got me again. Mm. Now all of us went out there, like me, my brother, cousin, we all went out there. So now, yo. That's everybody it. Getting it on. Like, it's a fight. Like, we getting it on. But I got my joint. I got my joint on.
You me. Ready to bust it off?
Yo.
You listen. Ready to bust it off? Come on, it was in you. You wanted to bust it.
Man, I've been. And they know I would, because they ain't the first time.
I ain't mad at you.
Listen, son.
Bust that shit off.
It wasn't the first time. I wasn't just carrying this to, like.
Right.
No, for sure.
No.
Yeah.
No, like.
This ain't no chain.
It was about that. Like, I was about that. Like, I don't want to dick ride myself, but I was about that.
About that life, nigga.
Yeah, like, so I'm getting it on with this dude. Me and my cousin, we all fighting. So my brother fighting the nigga I was telling you about, the brolic nigga. But my brother got like a leather jacket on. So, but he's fighting in the street under the light. And I see my brother bent over. Y'all looked on the ground like a puddle of blood. So the nigga I'm fighting, I done pushed this nigga out the way, done backed my joint out. Cause I'm thinking this nigga done, like, y'all think this nigga did something to my brother.
I poked your brother.
Yo, cause like. I see mad blood. I just ignored the nigga I was fighting, pulled my joint out. I ain't asked no questions.
Let loose.
I just ran up on and hit him. I almost shot my brother, too.
Jesus Christ.
Because he was fighting. Like, he was on him.
Man.
But now, it's over. I blanked out.
You're blanked out.
I ran up on the nigga. I clapped him. Boom. Hit him in his chest.
Mm.
So the nigga staggered back. He let go. So the nigga falling back. I hit him again. Hit the nigga in the stomach. Nigga still hit falling back. Now I'm trying to kill this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days, yo, they had 21 shots.
Yeah.
I had a 21 shot Beretta. Yo, I was going to empty that.
So, real quick, so you believe in taking a life?
Why not? If it called for.
I'm not mad at that because I believe in it too.
Oh, yes. Why not?
I'm asking.
Not scared.
Because, I mean, there's people out here that, oh, you shouldn't take a life.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Your life is
especially
threatened.
When I thought you were trying to take my brother's life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Boom.
So there's nothing to talk about after that. Yeah.
Different situation.
Then I hit him again in his leg.
Yeah.
So the nigga fell out, passed out. I thought the nigga was dead. I would have hit him more than that. One of his cousins was out there that I was cool with.
Mm.
He like, yo, Bishop. When he did that, he called me, he hit my hand. So all the other shits flew in other people's cribs and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And my gun dropped. So when it dropped, my cousin picked the shit up. I would have killed this dude. Mm. So
thank God you didn't.
Yo, thank God
you
didn't.
You wouldn't be sitting with dirty
water.
You know
why? Because I never used to think. And it was mad people out there. And they told anyway that I did it. Like, I got knocked the next day and shit. But
of course.
I found out, yo. I'm like, yo. I found out the whole time I'm clapping, trying to kill this nigga. It was my brother stabbing this nigga.
Oh, shit.
Oh. So the part of blood you
told me. I don't know how this dude alive.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
He got shot up and poked up. My brother stabbed the nigga 12 times.
And you shot him.
Do you remember the Genzu, the long knife?
Yeah.
Yes.
With that, and popped it off.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know how this dude
is alive. Twisted too when he was doing it?
Oh, my God.
Yo, but a fiend nigga saved the nigga life. A fiend nigga would have got, a plastic bag and cover his wounds so no air, nothing get in.
Shout out to the fiends, man.
Yes. I wish I could call his name, but shout out to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, don't do that.
Yeah. Word. So, and he's from DeCap.
Shout out to DeCap. Shit.
Yeah, the nigga, the fiend.
86,
nigga. I'm from DeCap. Shout out to DeCap.
So,
word up.
Check this. I went up north and shit. Stupid, young. Yo, I ended up getting, back then it wasn't giving out time like now. So back then for that attempt murder, I got a 3-9. They tried to give me a 5-15, but I got a 3-9. Yeah, I was only supposed to do 3 years and shit. But me with my attitude, son, I went up north and turned a 3-9 to 7.5. So I only supposed to do 3 years and go home.
What'd you say? You was beating niggas up in jail too?
He was trying, he was surviving.
Surviving.
He was surviving.
Hey,
that's what happens.
I got hit. They got hit.
Right.
Surviving. And not only because of that, that was the main reason, but every time I went to the parole board and they asked me about the nigga I shot, and they asked me my remorse. I had to keep it real. I mean, I wanted to come home.
Right.
But I didn't like dude. Right. Like, I couldn't lie. Like, I hated
him. I hate this nigga. You couldn't even fake it to get out.
Yo.
Right. Like, nigga, fuck
you feel
this
bad?
Nigga.
So, fuck that nigga.
Yo,
I really want this nigga dead.
I couldn't show no remorse.
Right.
I couldn't show no remorse, son. Like, son, they hit me, gave me another 2 years. Go do two more till you can, you know, figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
So I still, I couldn't do it. So I went back in front of the parole board one last time and shit. Mm. And I think they could only give me like another 2 years. And I was past my CR.
Mm.
My CR was 6, 3-9, you're only supposed to, your mandatory minimum is 3 that you got to do.
Yeah.
But you could, if you don't do the 3 and they max you out on it, the most you're supposed to do is 6.
Yeah.
So I went past the 6. So the last time I went, they asked me the same dumb shit.
Mm.
Yo, Mr. Ellis, do you, how you feel about, you know? Nigga, I wish I killed him. And I told him just
off
like
the
this.
Rip.
Yo, I know I had another 2
like
years.
He's supposed to be dead.
I know they could hit me again with another 2 years, but I didn't care. Mm-hmm. I told him, I said, yo, you know the difference. I said, if you let me go home now, 2 years from now, I'm going to feel the same way. Like, yo, it's not going to change. If I'm going to do whatever, and do, if you're going to go out there, you're going to be productive, and you're not going to do this, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to sit here and lie to y'all and say I'm not going to go home and do what I used to do. At that time, I was young. Wow.
Yeah.
Think I'm going home to bust my gun and sell crack. Yo, I told my PO after going home, after doing the 7.5, you got a job to do. Your job is It's a catch me.
Mm-hmm. My question, to you now is, Bishop, do you regret any of your past?
It's the past now. You know what I'm saying? Do you regret it? Or would you do it all over again?
I don't regret it. No. No, I don't. Only thing
I'm not mad at that.
Only thing I regret that, only regret, the real regret, I didn't manage my money.
Right.
Now, if I could go back and
that's
do that.
That's some jewels right there.
Yeah. That's some jewels.
That's the only thing.
Because what you went through make you who you are now. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? You never know what you would have been, you know what I mean, if you ain't go through what you went through.
And I had money. Right. And just, I didn't. All the other shit, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's the money.
I hear that a lot.
It's the money.
I hear that a lot. It's poor money management, you know.
Fucks it up.
When when our young kings is out there getting... Yeah. Get into their business, you know what I mean?
But the wildness and all that, I think, made me the person, man. Like, now, you know, I'm...
And you cool with it.
I'm cool with it. And now, like...
And you only get one life.
Even now, as my age right now...
Yes.
I've changed, but don't get it fucked up. I'm still not a sucker.
Yeah.
Oh, right now my shit will go off if I have to.
Yeah. We don't want that though. We want you to keep chilling. You chilling.
You just gotta know when now. But that's why I don't put myself in
no type of situation.
Yes, like I don't hang out. I don't be somewhere where I don't go places now where I know I need a gun. Mm-hmm. Yo, if I need a gun, I'm not going.
Right. Yeah.
Like not what working. I'm going there for.
Yeah.
Cause I know what I'm gonna do.
If it pop off.
Yo, from
and you don't want it to pop off.
You know what it takes?
You're OG, man.
It takes this. To say something crazy to me, that's all it, like, yo. So I don't be around that. Like, I'm a man. Like, I'm going to show you respect. Yeah. I don't play games. I don't have the joking sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like, as a man, I don't have that joking sense of humor.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to joke with you, y'all, a certain type of way.
Yeah.
Because I don't want y'all to joke with me. Like, I'm not going to ever be like, yo, Kiki, suck my dick. Kiki, you bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't play like that. I don't care. I don't care if you don't mean nothing, you plan.
Yeah.
Nah, don't play with me like that.
Because
you would never hear me say that to y'all.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Even if y'all do it amongst each other, you would never hear me.
Yeah.
If you're not giving that off, you ain't trying to receive that.
No, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But y'all see how I am, how I talk. Yo, I show respect. Like, I laugh and joke.
As a grown man.
Yes, but I'll never call you something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. You grown. How I know how you feel? Like, yo, you funny, your bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
Right. To me, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you really want somebody to say that to you.
Right.
So... I don't want that. That energy right there, y'all, they can keep it.
Yeah.
So I don't deal with people like that. Because I know me.
What
I'm
going to
like, yo, son, what? Chill.
What you say,
Moses? What I wanted to ask you was, how did you deal with that? Going into Fed time, how do you deal with that? Some niggas are like, oh, I can deal with it, and can't fucking deal. You done seen niggas break down.
How you adjust
Tell
your,
the truth. Like, how do you deal with
adjust
that?
Adjust your mind to that.
All right, but not to get the for what you just saying, our niggas always tell me I could do it.
Yeah.
Yo, Google this.
Yes.
Whenever you get a chance. Niggas be fronting.
Hey, Bishop, too many frauds out here.
Don't go, Bishop.
This is why I want you to say something because you know niggas. Like, they
niggas
be
fronting. Listen,
okay, let's go. Let's go.
Don't you know you got dudes in the feds right now? You can see dudes go to jail and come on and niggas be like, oh, he did time. Yeah, he probably still was a rat. 85% of the federal system that's locked up is rats.
Yeah.
Let's
only
go.
Thing about it, you have I to love do it. You have to do some type of time for your crime.
Yeah.
But you was a rat. If your crime might carry 30 years.
You
gonna do 10.
Yeah, I'm about to say if you did like 12.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah,
but you're a rat.
You did some snitching shit.
But people out here may not know you're a rat. All y'all know is he went to prison. But niggas in there know he's a rat. Because, wherever you from, you got to show that paperwork.
Right.
On that paperwork, they'll show you you're a rat.
Hey, whatever you need to know.
You on my
So niggas be fronting. Niggas be rats. Niggas go to jail and still be rats.
They wear the Fed stamp, but...
Yes, but they
told.
But
you were still snitching.
You're a rat. And then prison, you're a rat.
6ix9ine. Like,
that stamp got an X on it.
See, the same thing with 6ix9ine. Mm-hmm. I told dudes. They're like, yo, he ain't going to go to jail. I said, yo, he going to jail.
He's just not going to do.
He just ain't going to do all that time.
Right.
Yeah. But look what he did. The nigga got conspiracy, murders, all that.
The RICO.
He did like 2 years.
Yeah.
That's like doing no time.
And now he out on
and making music.
House arrest. Yeah.
Making music still. Getting money.
That nigga was the number one. He's a great informant. But how you deal with it?
Still
he's
a great informant.
I don't even know how you deal with it.
Yeah.
Like dealing with the, like me, I don't know. I was just telling you. I'm not telling you, I'm mentally fucked up.
Yes.
Talk about it.
Yeah. I'm mentally fucked up. Mm. I'm not, yo, I don't care what a person say.
Yeah.
After being locked down in cells, son, like I was telling a person, yo, like, I was in Atlanta USP. I think that's the worst prison I ever been in my life.
Okay.
Like, yo, in a cell for 23 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yo, by yourself, 5-6 months.
How do you pass that time, though? Like, what are you doing? Like you said, your mental health is fucked. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo, son. Yo,
was you reading and shit? Was you push-ups,
working out?
You
trying to get a book? Even that get tired. And, like, nigga, you ain't got no windows. You don't know if it's day or night out that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're just passing time. And, yo, mentally, like, I don't even know. Like, sometimes... Even right now with my girl, my wife, son, she'll tell you. If you ask her, she'll be like, yo, sometimes nigga, just like, I'll cry.
Yeah.
I'm a man. I'm keeping it real.
Yeah.
Not crying because I'm scared of something.
Nah.
But I'm crying because I'm scarred.
Mm.
Like, yo, I done sat back in cells and think about my mother, my sister.
Yeah.
And like, damn, I wasn't there.
Rest in peace.
And I think about, yo, I'm still in Atlanta in a federal prison.
Can't do nothing about it.
Mm. Atlanta USP looked like an abandoned castle.
Yeah.
Like you might walk in that shit like some bats might be flying. Like, and they treat you like shit.
Yeah.
The COs will beat your ass.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I was in a cell. I'm like, yo, thinking, like, damn, my brothers. Nobody know where I'm at and what I'm going through.
Yeah.
Just me being... Yo, just being a man trying to, like, get myself out this shit.
Mm.
Yo, sitting in there like, son, I done found myself just counting to myself.
Yeah.
Singing, doing dumb shit, laughing. Just trying to pass the time.
Trying to cope.
And I sit back, I'm like, damn, what am I doing? Like, so I'm fucked up. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm cool, but I'm fucked up. Like, you can't erase that shit, man. You can't erase what you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and then they release you, no type of therapy.
Yo, no, just, nothing.
Just so throw you back in the world.
All that rehabilitation prison is not no rehabilitate. Like, it's nothing. Yeah. Release you with $40 until you get the fuck on. Like, so, yo, son, I done been through some shit. I done seen some shit. Like,
besides your mental health now, how's life for you today?
Oh, great.
I see the smile on your face. You know what I mean? Like, that's great. That's good.
That's how it's supposed to be. You know why life is good? I'm going to keep it real. A lot of dudes don't keep it real.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it 100.
Okay.
Dirty Water Podcast. Yo, do your thing.
I came home after doing my time in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I met my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that was the best thing that ever happened to me, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
A partner.
Yo. Yeah. You know why? Because if I didn't meet her, I would have been back out in the streets doing what I had to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo, meeting her, yo, like, everybody struggled in every relationship in the beginning. But she never put that pressure on me as, like, yo, I never had a job in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know what a job is. Yo, I was sold drugs forever.
Yeah.
Man, I got 6 felonies. Nobody was hiring me.
Yeah.
I did applications. It ain't like I was a loser sitting around and didn't do them.
Yeah.
This CNN called me back. My shit was too bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And that's the thing, too. They lie to y'all, right?
Yo, listen, man. This shit crazy. Me, 3 years left for my probation. You know how many times I sat there with no money? Yo, no money.
That's stressful right there.
Yo, no money.
That's stressful.
where my girl got to give me $50, $100, where she had to pay rent, car note. Do you know how hard it is when you can't help?
No, as a man.
Some loser niggas don't care. All they want is a pack of Newport.
No, that's a fact. Like, that's a different feeling.
I never was like
that. You want to provide.
Come on, bitch. Tell the truth, nigga. That's what I love
like
right
that.
There. Right. Tell the truth.
I was never a broke nigga.
Yeah.
So now me being broke, like, oh my God. Shit, tell you, it's times I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I got to go get me some money.
Yeah.
But when you find a person, man, like, I don't give a fuck, son. Yeah. Like,
they'll put you in a better position as a great partner.
I would never trade her. I would never trade her. Yo, dudes forget where they come from.
Yes.
Yo, son, dudes be broke. Your girl help you.
Yeah.
Got you up.
Yeah.
And then they leave.
Mm.
For another chick that want a Birkin bag.
That was nice.
Come on, bitch.
Jules.
You got to buy a Birkin bag like
Moses.
This.
Come on, bitch.
Yo, you know what I see, son? Like, yo, man, it's like, and my girl done helped me. Like, she been there when I was nothing.
Mm.
Like, she done built me up. Like, yo, you feel me? Like, and I'm gonna keep it real. She, yo, man, I'm right. I'm good because of her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, she, whatever person give you, if you're a hustler, and people mix hustler, when you say a hustler, people be like, oh, you sell drugs. You
nah, ain't about
hustle,
that.
Nigga, I hustle.
Anything.
I sell
anything.
Lotion if you let me, nigga.
That's a hustler. So if somebody give you something, it's up to you to take off.
Yeah.
So she gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hustler. I took off.
Yeah.
So now, yo, we good.
Mm-hmm.
We good. Yeah. Like, yo, I done met chicks try, like, yo, why you with her? Yeah. Why I'm with her? Nigga, what you mean why I'm with her? Like, I didn't forget.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to give you?
Talk about it.
You think I'm gonna give you my money that she helped me get? Yeah, you know, she helped me. I always, yo, it would never change for me. Mm-hmm. No matter how much money I get now,
mm-hmm.
she helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she helped me. Mm-hmm. I get $1 million right now grinding. Yeah, how did you get that $1 million? My girl helped me.
Yeah.
She helped.
That's my nigga Bishop speaking
on
his queen.
She started you with that joint?
He's speaking on his queen.
If somebody give you $1,000, you made $1 million.
Mm.
I helped you. If I never gave you that $1,000, you would have never got to that $1,000,000.
Along the way.
Yo, so that's why, like, yo, like, she helped, son, and she stayed there.
Yeah.
Like, and she kept me out of trouble, yo.
Yeah.
And you wonder why, that's why I got married.
Mm.
That's why I got married.
There's nothing wrong with
that. Yo, you know what? Like, yo, I got married, like, and I'm not lying, man. Niggas get tired of it. I'm not lying to no chick, no.
Yeah.
Yo, nigga, nah, I'm married. That's my wife. I,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Get away from me. Like,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
And like, she beat
fire.
You up.
Yeah. Yeah, and she might beat me up.
Yeah.
I got time.
You ain't got time for it.
But listen,
like black man don't cheat, we got time for it. We ain't want to hear get on that. Like,
oh, shit, but she looking for action.
Yeah, well, no, listen. But were you married, though? Were you married, though?
I'm going to be smiling, though.
They ready to beat you up. When you married, they ready to beat you up.
But like, so, I ain't trying to be funny. Yeah. I ain't trying to be funny. Niggas who hang it on, we be smiling like, yeah, okay, Shorty, stop. Tell us you can whoop your ass. Yeah.
And Shorty think we be
but
playing.
But y'all know, I got a wife that's looking for all action.
All, right.
All the way.
Females.
All the smoke.
Yeah.
Out to her.
All the smoke. Love her. Love her.
Tell us to the ass down sometime. Yeah.
Like, yo, she will lump your ass up, man. You know? I don't think you want it.
So that's why, yo.
If you
like,
just got that bun, I don't think you want to get fucked up. I'm just saying.
That's how I changed and made it.
I'm just happy, you know, you was over here, come here, tell your story, and life is great for you now. You chilling, you relaxing, you minding your business, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I stay in my lane.
What's wrong with that?
I like that, man.
What's wrong
you know what
with
saying?
That?
Like, it's a true, real nigga story.
Broke niggas mad at me, bro.
Who cares?
I don't know why you mad.
Who cares?
How you mad at me?
Fuck
you
the niggas. Who cares?
You still doing the same
you
thing?
You went through your shit.
They broke.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
who cares? You went through your shit. You still making money. You find your queen. Yeah. And you still good.
Y'all got
you understand what I'm saying?
Y'all got anything
else
for Bishop?
You went through
all
that shit and still find his queen. He's still good. For you fucking haters.
I got a crazy queen.
For you fucking pussy ass, For you
talking shit, Moses.
Pussy ass niggas that try to fuck him up, he still won. You fucking pussy lame nigga.
And then says, skirt, skirt.
Mm.
Yeah.
Got up out of there on your bitch ass.
Yeah, and they're still doing the same thing.
Fuck them.
You know,
fuck son. Nigga, he's shot. He's still gonna die. He's gonna die in his sleep.
I don't even have enough time to give you all these stories. Yeah.
No, that's a fact.
Oh, we're gonna need some more later on. We you gonna settle this down.
This story is reality. It's real.
This is a dope episode.
This was a real, you know what I'm saying?
This is a dope episode, right?
I think like people didn't
OG shit.
Especially with going in some shit and knowing it do fuck you up. Everybody be talking about, yeah, I did my shit. No, the fuck you didn't. You still fucked up, my nigga.
You fucked up. Believe that.
You run around the fucking mailbox.
And niggas is recession.
What the
proof.
Fuck you mean is this is not regular shit? You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And niggas is recession.
Yeah.
Like, bro, fuck out of here.
Niggas get out of jail. It's regular shit. And nobody runs around the fucking mailbox. Nobody fucking stops and do push ups every time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I know.
They
I'm
got you fucked up.
Up
and down the dirt road and shit.
Yeah.
When you got people in your corner, you'll be all right. You feel me?
That's a fact.
I think that's what makes a person, especially when you're in that. If you know somebody in a situation went to jail, try to reach out to them, man. Let them know it's real life out there. You know what I'm saying? Because they go through some shit. Because the jail is made to make them feel like some fucking animals, like pieces of shit.
Mm.
That's what they want them to feel. Mm. Slavery is you know what I'm saying? New slavery.
Mm.
That they love that shit. That's why they whooping on you. They can't call no fucking body.
Is it, new slavery or is it old slavery now?
Yeah.
It's the slavery.
That's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
But see, that's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
You talking about Black Lives Matters, but this is what you need to be doing. Go in the system. You know the fucking jail system is fucked up. They just trying to, you know what I'm saying, collect anybody, especially black people. Let's get them.
Niggas will take you.
You setting people to fuck up. It should be a law on setting people to fuck up.
Right.
Why is you setting the bodies to fuck
it should
up?
Be fucked
if he
up.
Did it on his own, okay, you got him. But you set him to fuck up.
Mm.
You fucking scumbag.
Scum.
I was fucking there.
Scum.
Slut your fucking throat for me.
And want to try to give him 30. But
fucking pussy.
Hey, look. Hey, Moses.
Let the blood drip.
Moses. And want to try.
Fucking pussy. Let me talk. Eat it in, nigga. You Moses. Fucking pussy.
Moses, look. And we're trying to give him 30, but a pedophile can go get 2.
Yeah.
And be protected.
And that's you know the thing. Saying? You know what I'm saying? The most fucked up shit.
That's crazy.
Niggas get out real quick.
And be protected. Fast protect them cowards.
We need to do somebody.
Jesus
shit,
Christ.
Man. Let's do something about it.
Word.
How y'all
I'm
feeling?
I'm fucking trying to get money on black people. Let's do something about it.
Mm.
See, making shit happen. I fucking said it.
They won't get that 30 now. It's over. They didn't get me before. It's over.
Yeah.
Look, y'all struck out. It's over.
They talking shit to
me. Word.
Word. Don't lie, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I love this episode. Yeah. I just want to say.
Dave over there twisting up his fingers. He don't know what he's throwing up. He's throwing up.
Listen, man. Thank you, Bishop, for coming through the motherfucking Dirty Water podcast and kick it with us and tell your fucking story. Get it off, because mental health is a big thing.
Already.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I appreciate you just sharing it. You know what I mean? You got to get it off.
We family now.
Well, definitely.
Whatever you want.
Definitely.
Fuck with Bishop, with you, man. You know how to handle shit. And you control yourself.
You an OG.
I'm just tired of people acting like they can't do something when you know you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Your mindset is still right.
Mm-hmm.
You still know what's right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just made you a better person.
That's
so
it.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and stronger.
But you
too.
Are always to go with advice and know like it's real.
Mm-hmm.
These the people that you want on your team, people. These the motherfuckers that you need in your life. You know what I'm saying? Ain't really reason they don't fuck people because you some shady motherfuckers. Watch yourself. You know what I'm saying? Be a better person.
You don't know how to have real niggas on their team.
Yeah.
Because they go with motherfuckers. Who they think,
you know what I'm saying? They get in the jealous mode. Why the fuck is you jealous? Like, I love my nigga to make money. You should love that. Because if he shine, you going to shine. He not going to keep you down. You fucking stupid.
Scum.
Fucking scum.
My haters gonna always be mad at me when they see me.
Scum.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, niggas is scum.
I'm telling you, scum. You
fucking scum.
Red ass cheating that cheese eating ass nigga.
Give a shout out to Tashin. Rap
bastard. I'm not shouting.
Come on, J. Reed.
Come
on, J. Reed.
J. Reed. Fucking J. Reed. Shout out to everybody that fuck with Dirty Water Podcast. We appreciate Bishop coming through this motherfucker talking
Bishop
his shit.
Bishop taught you some shit,
nigga.
Nah,
he came with the jewels. He came with the motherfucking
this is
jewels.
Lit.
He came with the jewels.
We're gonna have to bring him back again.
CJ will be glad to edit this.
What's up, CJ? Yo, shout out to CJ.
Shout out to CJ.
Shout out to CJ.
Still watching Pornhub. Baby oil. I see.
CJ.
Working hard. It's okay. Enjoy yourself.
Check us out, though. This nigga Moses.
This nigga Moses is a fool.
I got free premium. My guy is good, nigga.
Fuck with us on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Fuck with us on Instagram, dirty water.
Workout program starting CJ and Lex. 10 push-ups a day. Do your squats.
Eat your fruit, or your veggies. You know what I'm saying? You know, drink your water. Drink your alkaline water.
When you walk to the mailbox, do your squats. Your ass hurt.
You got what? Hold on. So you got a problem with working out?
You might be on to something right there. Y'all should start taping that shit.
Yeah.
Putting it on.
Okay. About your workout. Okay. I'm not saying.
We'll talk about later.
I'm not saying no more. Fuck you.
Hold on. I just want to know, do you wear neon clothes at night so you can shine? Look at Bishop, nigga. I'm shining. When a nigga laugh at you right beside you, I'm shining, nigga. I'm always going to shine at the end.
Shout out to CJ, man. Fuck Moses. This nigga ain't shit, man. This
nigga be fucking working out.
We getting the fuck out of here.
Listen to party all the time. Nigga listen to party all the time and work out.
My shit on Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, dude?
Two dark hearts. I need you.
Dirty Water
Dave. Two dark hearts.
Shut the fuck up, Moses.
Two dark hearts. I need you. Do the push-ups. Squeeze your butt.
What?
All right, get the fuck out of here.
What's your shit, Dave? I ain't hear you. I'm sorry.
Squeezebutt.com.
That's leg shit.
Relax. I fucking hate you, nigga.
Dirty Water Dave B.
My legs are shiny now.
Shout out to everybody that fuck with us. Shout out to the listeners. Shout out to Saka. We the new voices of the Carolinas. You already know what it is. Charlotte, Fayetteville, Raleigh, Nightdale, Columbia, all that shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
He wearing shorts a lot now.
What are you talking about? I'm out of here. Fuck Moses.
My legs.
Hey, look, 2-6 and.
Word. Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on?